Update, brought to you by Simcox Advocates, advising businesses and families since 1949. Visit simcox.com or call 690 300. Manx Radio's Update with Paul Moran.
Good evening, it's 5:30 and this is Update for Tuesday the 28th of March from Manx Radio. A 30-minute look at the latest news on the Isle of Man, plus background to the news, sport, business, Sea Watch and travel updates, plus the newsmakers in person tonight. QE2 in Peel Castle back to normal. A Douglas man is remanded in custody after fracturing another man's skull. The latest on the Ranson Tribunal. The Infrastructure Minister clashes with the House of Keys Speaker over housing. The nurses, they're not happy with the unacceptable pay offer. And the latest on the airport's instrumental landing system. The Isle of Man in 30 minutes, it's Update for Tuesday.
Man Benham for all your business and legal needs.
Now with the time at 5:31, let's get the latest headlines with Christian Jones. Fast to my.
A psychiatrist instructed by the Department of Health and Social Care has disputed how long it would take the island's former medical director to return to work. Dr. Michael Isaac told the tribunal estimations of 3 to 5 years was too long and instead 2 to 3 years was more realistic. The Department of Home Affairs has confirmed plans to make possession of nitrous oxide a criminal offence in the United Kingdom will be replicated on the Isle of Man. UK Prime Minister Rishi Sunak believes amending the Misuse of Drugs Act to make nitrous oxide a Class C substance will reduce antisocial behaviour. And a job advert for the chief executive of the Isle of Man government has been placed with a UK recruitment firm offering a salary of up to £175,000. However, the vacancy, which is open for applications until the 24th of April, is yet to be posted on the Isle of Man government's website. In international news, the terror threat in Northern Ireland has been raised to severe by MI5, which means an attack is highly likely. It follows an increase in dissident Republican activity, including a recent gun attack on a police officer. Prince Harry has said the royal family withheld information from him about phone hacking. In a witness statement submitted during a hearing at the High Court, the Duke says they didn't want him bringing a claim because it would open a can of worms. And Pepsi has cut the sugar content of its classic cola by more than half. The drink will now contain 57% less sugar. Those are the update news headlines. Next at 6.
Man Benham. Contact us by phone, video call, email or face-to-face. We're happy to connect with you. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Can barely see out the window at the moment. Still this evening with extensive hill fog. Temperatures around 9 degrees. Overcast and damp tomorrow morning. Then a spell of rain, sometimes heavy during the afternoon. Clearing in the evening. Fresh to strong southerly wind and a top temperature of 12 degrees. Sunsets tonight, if you can see it, at 7:46. Sun up again tomorrow morning at a minute to 7. Mainly dry with sunny intervals on Thursday. Moderate to fresh southerly winds, feeling rather warm in the sunshine. Highest temperature 13 degrees.
Visit the Manx Glass and Glazing website and see a range of products from windows to doors, mirrors to splashbacks. Manxglass.com.
A Douglas man has been remanded in the Isle of Man prison after being accused of fracturing another man's skull. Tessa Hawley has this report.
Matthew James Woods of Saddle Road appeared at Douglas Courthouse today charged with grievous bodily harm. The 22-year-old allegedly punched another man at 2:40 in the morning on Saturday on Victoria Street in the capital. The court was told the man fell and hit his head on the ground, suffering a traumatic head injury. Prosecutor Barry Swain described it as an extremely serious allegation which could have a devastating result for the complainant. The man is in a critical condition on a specialist neurological ward in hospital. Manx Radio understands this is a hospital in the United Kingdom. An application for bail was refused and Mr. Woods will next appear in court on the 4th of April. Police closed Victoria Street on on Saturday whilst investigations were carried out. They've thanked members of the public who assisted.
A psychiatrist instructed by the Department of Health and Social Care has disputed how long it could take the island's former medical director to return to work. Today, the Employment Tribunal, considering the dismissal of Dr. Rosalind Ranson, heard from an expert witness called by the DHSC. She was found to have been unfairly dismissed for whistleblowing after raising concerns around the island's response to the COVID-19 pandemic. Lewis Foster reports.
For the second day in a row, the tribunal panel has heard evidence on the impact of Dr. Rosalind Ranson's dismissal on her mental and physical health. Yesterday, Professor Tony Elliott, called upon by Dr. Ranson's legal team, said it could be up to around 4 years before she's fit to return to work, insisting she had symptoms of post-traumatic stress disorder. This morning, the Department of Health and Social Care's expert witness, Dr. Michael Isaac, was called to give evidence. He said he believed Dr. Elliott's estimation of 3 to 5 years was too long. Instead, she may be able to return to work in 2 to 3 years, depending on how future treatment goes. Dr. Ranson's legal representative asked how Dr. Elliott could describe her as having elements of post-traumatic stress disorder, but not diagnose PTSD, another stipulation in the assessments of both psychiatrists. When asked what kind of role she should return to, Dr. Isaac said she shouldn't return to a role like the one she held in 2020, but could possibly find work in some form of medical role that is low stress, non-public facing and supervised. Further questions were asked about whether or not her involvement in the ongoing independent COVID review, expected around September, would delay Dr. Ranson beginning her treatment. Dr. Isaac told the tribunal he felt the timing would not mean she would have to postpone treatment as she would be in the assessment stage. The tribunal will reconvene on Friday to hear the closing submissions.
You're listening to the Isle of Man's quintessential daily news and current affairs roundup. Update on Manx Radio.
QE2 High School has thanked police for the swift response after an emergency evacuation yesterday. Siobhan Fletcher recaps on the details on what was a busy day for the Sunset City.
Emergency services were called to the west of the island yesterday afternoon, initially to Queen Elizabeth II High School before also bringing in a cordon around Peel Castle. The armed response was sparked by a hoax email which was received shortly before 4 p.m, claiming there were explosive devices on both sites, which were promptly evacuated and key routes into the town closed off. Firearms officers and specialist search officers were deployed to search the grounds of both. Manx Radio's Beth Espy was on the scene.
Standing just near the bridge in Peel, and there are police officers on either side. You can see police cars and a number of officers just blocking off the entrance to Fenella Car Park. Naturally, a lot of people standing around watching what's going on. We can hear the bridge alarm going. I understand they have been letting boats into the harbour. They were keeping them outside of the harbour for a little while. There's no indication from the officers standing here about exactly what the nature of the incident is, but it has been going on for some time now, and it's very quiet around Peel Castle, which isn't usual on a day which is as beautiful as this.
Searches continued into the evening, but this morning it was confirmed both areas were clear, with pupils given the green light to attend school today. There has, however, been extra police presence at the school, which was told it could continue as normal. Head teacher Charlotte Clark has written to parents saying she appreciates that this incident will have caused concern and has asked parents to get in touch if they require any additional support. The Isle of Man Constabulary has also used social media to thank the public. In a statement on Facebook, it said, "Thankfully, instances such as these are rare and the public are once again thanked for their continued support and understanding in helping us to keep our island safe." Manx Radio has invited the Constabulary to provide further comment about yesterday's incidents. This request has been refused.
The results of a survey have been released revealing Royal College of Nursing members here on the island have resoundingly rejected Manx Care's latest pay offer. Siobhan Fletcher has more.
Up to 280,000 Royal College of Nursing members in England start voting today on whether to accept the UK government's pay offer. It comes after 6 days of strikes over there since December. Nurses will have just over 2 weeks to have their say. The deal on the table there includes a 5% pay rise for next year. Meanwhile, here on the Isle of Man, RCN members have resoundingly rejected Manx Care's latest offer. The new offer would have seen staff receive an additional unconsolidated lump sum of £300, in addition to the 4% already paid for 2021-22. For 2022-23, staff were being offered a further 2% increase, in addition to the 4% award that was applied to October 2022 salaries. The survey was open to all RCN members employed by Manx Care. Of those eligible, 68% voted, with 85% rejecting the offer. A previous pay offer was rejected following a vote last July. Stephanie Dunn, Regional Director for the RCN in the North West, said an overwhelming number of nurses rejected the pay offer because it's simply unacceptable. The union says it will now review the outcome of the survey and establish the next steps.
Sea Watch with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company.
20 to 6 Tuesday night. Looking out the window, it's very, very foggy out there. The Manan and Salem was delayed today, delayed due to a medical emergency on board, so didn't actually leave. Haitian was scheduled to leave at 2:15 usual time. Didn't leave till about 4:15. So the Manan is now going to be in Douglas Harbour around about 6:05. Not coming out until tomorrow morning, 8:45, heading off to Haysham, should be there about 11:10. And then the usual time, leaving Haysham tomorrow at 2:15, back into Douglas Harbour, round about 4:40. More information, head to manxradio.com, click onto news, and then click on to travel.
Follow the Steam Packet on Twitter for the latest sailing information.
The Infrastructure Minister has clashed with the Speaker of the House of Keys following concerns raised over housing standards. June Watterson said government was failing to protect those at the lowest end of the income spectrum. But Chris Thomas argued there's more to it than just enforcing standards for private properties.
In terms of the vacant properties and the empty properties, I was disappointed with what Mr. Speaker June Watterson said. And I am very, very disappointed with what he said about minimum standards. We've got to work out how to bring these properties back into use. We've not just got to punish people by raising standards, getting even more properties not in use. So that's why I keep stressing that the target in the island plan is 1,000 additional homes occupied, and we have to think about going back to a grant system, working with people across in the UK. They've got a legal arrangement whereby you can make private investment on the basis that you bring them back with our support, and we've got to work out how to do that, because we can't just keep on filling up greenfields with new houses without the public believing that we're actually making the effort of bringing those vacant properties back into use. And in terms of Manx Development Corporation, I'm a passionate believer and on record as being a supporter of a housing association, and the first candidate for housing association would be DOI's properties. That's been policy since 2014 when we had the Tolson review, and I'd love to think that the housing association can work well with Manx Development Corporation to get the most out of public money, whether it be raised whether it be raised through banks or from anywhere else, to actually have a new type of housing between straight public housing from local authorities and straight private housing. The last point on that is I want to make sure that the local authorities out there hear that I want to be partnership. I want to make sure that we're partners as well. So Douglas Borough Council, Ramsey Town Commissioners, Southern Commissioners, who all have houses, are really important in this as well. We've been encouraging you to make plans. I want to make sure that we can work together for the future of all of the towns and ports and districts around the island.
Manx Radio Business Briefing.
Bellway reported a fall in half-year profits against a tough economic backdrop and announced a £100 million share buyback as customer demand improved in the current calendar year, helped by a seasonal uplift and a fall in mortgage rates. Recent reservation rates are higher than those in the final quarter of 2022, although below a strong comparator in the prior year when people looked for larger houses after the COVID pandemic lockdowns.
The Stock Market Report, brought to you by Ramsey Crookall.
UK and European stock markets closed mixed, with investors seemingly in a holding pattern after a serious bout of market volatility. The US dollar fell against a basket of currencies as easing worried about the banking crisis revived investors' appetite for riskier currencies. Crude prices firmed, extending sharp gains from the previous session amid supply disruption, risk from Iraq, Kurdistan, and the hopes that turmoil in banking is being contained, and gold prices rose, drawing support from a weaker US dollar, even as higher bond yields and receding fears of a full-blown banking crisis limit gains in the safe haven asset. The markets at the close, FTSE 100, closed up 0.17% at 7484. The DAX was also up 0.09% at 15142. Dow Jones also up 0.25% at 32512. S&P 500 down 0.09% at 3973. And the NASDAQ also closed down 0.58% at 11,700. Exchange rates, a pound will buy you $1.234. It will also buy you 1.138 euros. And commodities, gold was up 0.6%. It closed at $1,967. And Brent crude oil was also up 0.89%, and that closed at $78.41.
The world was a very different place when Ramsay Crookall set up business back in 1946. But his passion for providing outstanding service and looking after every client as if they were one of the family has endured for over 76 years. So, if you're looking for the continuity of a personal, bespoke investment strategy, perhaps it's time to look at our discretionary services. Trustworthy, dependable, and tailored. Ramsay Crookall, the island's investment specialist. Call 717171 or visit ramsaycrookall.com. Licensed and regulated by the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority.
Update brought to you by Simcox Advocates.
GP's appointments, the mental health service and respite care. Those were just some of the topics raised at a public meeting discussing issues with the island's health service. Senior figures from Manx Care, the health minister and charities were amongst those taking part in the event organised by Liberal Vanin. Manx Radio's political correspondent Phil Gorn went along to find out more.
Manx Care Chief Theresa Cope acknowledged that more needed to be done in several areas, and in a remarkably frank admission, Miss Cope said that in her 30 years' service in health, she has never been so deeply and extensively scrutinised as she has in this role. She went on to say that the level of negativity and abuse she has witnessed against Manx Care is much worse than she has ever experienced in her previous roles in the UK NHS. Minister Hooper acknowledged that government cannot continue to use reserves to prop up spending on health and social care, and Liberal Vanin believes that we need to look again at the tax structure on the island. Theresa Cope raised the perverse situation where people are funded by government to go into a care home but don't get the necessary support to stay in their own homes. It is hoped that this inequity will be addressed in the coming years, as the current system is unsustainable. I spoke to CEO of Age Concern, Maureen Cowburn, about some of her members' concerns.
Yeah, some of the frustrations that we're hearing about is that they are not offered a face-to-face appointment and that they have to have a phone consultation, and they're worried because their hearing is not brilliant, that they can't understand really what is being said, and they're having to diagnose themselves. I think the doctors are great and they enjoy talking to them, but I don't think they get the probably the input that I need.
Manx Radio Sport.
Here with your update sport this evening is Manx Radio Sport editor Rob Pritchard.
Fastamai, good evening. Starting with motorsport and racing outfit Team Classic Suzuki has confirmed rider Sean Anderson will compete for them at this year's Isle of Man TT races. The team, led by Steve Wheatman, will take part in their second TT in 2023, with Anderson to contest the Superbike, Superstock and Senior races on a GSXR 1000 machine. Since his Snaefell Mountain course debut in 2012, Anderson has 37 TT starts, including 15 top 20 finishes. Furthermore, his fastest lap to date around the course came on his own private Suzuki machinery back in the 2018 Superbike race, clocking a speed of 128.672 miles an hour. Last year, also on board Suzuki Power for Hawk Racing, he took a 9th place finish in the Superbike contest before securing 12th place in the Senior TT. Speaking about the move, he says he knows the bikes are strong, adding now is about getting some time out on the machine to be ready to compete this summer. The 2023 Isle of Man TT races are scheduled to take place from Monday the 29th of May to Saturday the 10th of June. In football, Corinthians have been crowned champions of the Canada Life Women's League after a commanding victory over their league rivals at the weekend. The Douglas side sealed the top spot with a 4-0 victory over their nearest contenders Peel to claim a record 9th title. On top of securing the silverware, they also reached the feat with a perfect league record, winning all 9 of their games. Next up in the women's football are the first round clashes in the Canada Life Women's FA Cup this coming Sunday at 2 p.m. And in cycling, Manx cyclist Lizzie Holden and Becky Story return to competitive action for their respective teams in Europe tomorrow. Both are taking part in the Doise de Vlaanderen in Belgium, which will see competitors navigate a 114.9-kilometre route starting and finishing in Vahrehem. Holden will line up for UAE Team ADQ while Story is returning to the fold for Team DSM. The race is seen as the final chance for riders to get themselves into top shape for the Tour of Flanders, which takes place on Sunday.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Quayside Tyres and Service Centre.
10 minutes away from six. Be careful if you're out on the road tonight. Plenty of standing water still around the island. Also, the fog and mist that you can, well, probably see in front of you. Do be careful if you're on the roads down at the airport. This has caused some issues. The London Gatwick flight has been delayed by a couple of hours. It's now going to be departing the Isle of Man at 20 past 10 tonight and going to be arriving in about 10 to 10. Some delays on that one. The London City and Liverpool are showing on time at the moment, but it's looking likely that they are going to be delayed a bit later. Good idea to keep your eye on manxradio.com. Click onto news and click on to travel. Onto the roads then. Victoria Street works continue, and driving down Victoria Street isn't possible. So if you're coming out of the Marks and Spencer's car park, you're going to be directed to Prospect Hill. If you're coming down Prospect Hill, you're going to be directed along Athol Street. Also, some advance road closure information. The Mountain Road is going to close by the junction of Barule Park, Ramsey to the junction with Faulty Will. That's on Wednesday tomorrow at 10 o'clock until no later than midday. And this is to allow the safe recovery of a vehicle. Access will be permitted to the Victory Cafe via the Faulty Will. Temporary lights on Johnny Watson's Lane. Also, overnight closure of the Millennium Bridge. Temporary lights on the Paul Rose Road by the power station and also by Port Todrick. Temporary lights on Quiet Hill. If you want more information, go to manxradio.com, click onto news, then click on to travel.
H&H Motorcycles.im for all your motorcycle requirements. South Gear Industrial Estate, opposite Quayside Tyres. Call 665646.
Speaking of the airport, in recent days, maintenance on the instrument landing system at Isle of Man Airport has continued to cause periodic disruption to flights to and from the island. The issue was brought up at the House of Keys today, with Chief Minister Alfred Cannon being asked why now was chosen as the time to get these works done.
Statistically, Mr. Speaker, the meteorological data indicates that June, July and August suffer more than other months from low cloud and poor visibility due to warm-up bursts to southwesterly air streams than the other months of the year. As runway 26 is the most used runway, many other factors were considered when scheduling the work, including TT and school holidays, Easter, Manx Grand Prix and Christmas, as well as the availability and resources of the specialist contractor. November was originally chosen, but when work commenced, strong winds persisted throughout the first week, which prevented working at height, putting the programme at risk in the run-up to Christmas. March was simply identified as the next best option when considering all the barriers.
So, supplementary, Mr. Morehouse.
With regards to the insurance supporting many of these passengers, many found out that the insurance they have isn't appropriate in small print that prevented payments because of issues including weather, not being off the island for sufficient time, or not having stayed in a hotel. Is the Chief Minister aware that this remains an issue, and can anything be done about this?
Clearly, I would hope that insurance is in place for travellers. And of course, as I specified under EU Flight Compensation Regulations 2004, passengers may be able to claim for travel disruption due to delay and cancellation. Mr. Speaker, I am sorry, of course, that passengers have endured a degree of inconvenience. These are essential works. We have had to get them done. They are due to be completed within a matter of days now, and my hope is that everything will return to normal as quickly as possible.
Update brought to you by Simcox Advocates, advising businesses and families since 1949. Visit simcox.com or call 690 300.
The leader of the Alamann Green Party says the island plays a significant role in carbon emissions. Andrew Leighan-Newton was commenting on the introduction of the Paris Agreement here when he made the statement. He says through the agreement, legally, the island now has to do its part to limit climate change.
If we look at one person in the Isle of Man, our emissions are significantly more than one person in the UK, which the UK, I think it's in the region of 5 to 6 tonnes per person. Isle of Man is in the region of 8 to 9 tonnes per person. And that's really significant. That puts us in the bracket of a really high emitting country. So if we compare ourselves to countries in sub-Saharan Africa with very low per capita emissions, the Isle of Man appears to be a country much bigger than its actual population if we compare those two metrics. So Isle of Man, significant emitter, significant role in carbon emissions that are causing climate change. So joining the Paris Agreement shows we're respecting our obligations as a mature, sophisticated country to play a role in reducing those emissions. The other costing of climate change is proactive action, actually reducing the emissions. And what we have from that action is huge economic spillovers. We actually, when we electrify our society, when we generate electricity from renewable energy, and then we use that electricity to heat our homes, to run our transport system, to power our society through electricity, we actually save a lot of money. So that's what we call an investment, where you have these spillovers. It's not just a cost, you actually save money in the longer term. So I would say there is a huge amount of evidence to support a proposition that if we take action sooner in these ways to make our society more efficient, electrify transport, electrify heating, not only do we reduce the impact of climate change, we also benefit our society.
That's it for Update, compiled from the resources of Manx Radio's news department. Thanks to newsreader Christian Jones and producer Rhian Evans. After the news at 6, it's Countryside, the latest from Red My Farm, Ramsay Horter Cultural Spring Event, and Simon drops in to the Manx Model Boat Competition. Greatest Hits with Mike Reynolds at 6:30. Whatever you're doing tonight, keep well, stay safe.
Hello, this is H, here to suggest that you join Beth and I, Where Is She?, for a new series of Tammy Gindis, the show which is all about wonder. We wonder ourselves sometimes, to be honest, don't we, Beth? Where is she? In this series, daffodils, giants, seaweed and loo rolls. Amongst other wonders, Tammy Gindis, every Thursday, just after 6 p.m. Or check out the podcast on the Manx Radio website and listen where and when you want. Tammy Gindis with Beth and H. Ah, here she is. Happy, Beth?
So happy.
It's good to talk. It's how we get things done. So when you apply for a personal loan from Black Horse, you'll get support from one of our relationship managers who's there to talk you through your application. You could borrow up to £50,000 with up to 7 years to pay it back, and you could receive your money within 24 hours of approval. Ready to talk? Go to blackhorseoffshore.co.uk to request a call back today. Finance subject to status. Applicants must be 18 or over.
Oh, I don't believe it.
Don't believe what?
A small stone just flew off and shattered the conservatory window.
Oh, no problem. I'll call out Manx Glass and Glazing.
Can they fix it?
Yeah. Mum's glass shattered and they soon replaced it.
Manx Glass and Glazing don't just do the big jobs. Visit Snugborough Trading Estate for all your glazing supplies and repairs, including broken or failed double glazed units, along with good old-fashioned customer service and product knowledge.
Manx Glass and Glazing. You're smashing.
One Castrol oil change, 1 year's engine warranty, zero worries. And that's a promise. Quayside Tyre and Service Centre, the island's approved Castrol service centre, now offer a 1 year free Castrol engine warranty. Available to those who have had their oil change with selected Castrol Edge, Magnatec or GTX products. All available at Quayside Tyres. Book your next service online at tyres.im. T's and C's apply. Quayside!
Island Hearing Limited, your local hearing care specialist since 2009, with branches in Port Erin and Ramsey. We provide the very latest hearing aid technology available, which you can try at home, with excellent aftercare and a wax removal service available using microsuction. Give us a ring on 830 722 or visit Island Hearing at 1 Station Road, Port Erin. We're happy to help. Island Hearing, always listening.
Loneliness and isolation can affect us all at times. Manx charity Live at Home offers support to older people by providing one-to-one befriending, telephone befriending, social groups, outings, and not forgetting our men in sheds in the north of the island. Maybe you have a few hours to spare a week to volunteer. Or if you would like to donate to our services, then please contact Live at Home on 616 571. Live at Home. Supporting independent living in the Isle of Man.
Dine all American with our TGI Fridays frozen food range. Ribs, chicken wings, fries, hash browns, cheesecake. You choose. Exclusive frozen brands at ShopRite Douglas.
Broadcasting from Douglas in the Isle of Man on smartphone and smart speaker, online and on AM and FM. This is Manx Radio.